Hi, you guys. Seems as if their feet don't hardly touch the ground. And smiling like they knew one another, and they never could come down.
Thank you. be a very good night. You will notice that every time I do that, every time I pick up a guitar and go, it's not right. It's not how you're supposed to tune the guitar. It's a sick thing. John Gonzalez, who's my guitar guy that you saw here. He and I have been doing this kind of guitar crime for a long time. Song off of this new record called Sky Trails that we've made. I know, we just made another one, but this is another one. I don't know. I'm not in charge. They just come, the songs come and sit on my head, and I gotta do something with them. So what happened is we got this song, and then we got a call saying we could. We're gonna do it, and this song has horns on it. So we got us some horn players. And they're really good horn players. We didn't even go for the cheap guys. And so we're trying, this is really a rehearsal for tomorrow night when we gotta do it. So if I seem a little terrified, it's because I'm a little terrified. It's a song called She's Gotta Be Somewhere. It's about a spy. Let's see if you like it. It's the first time I've ever done live horns in my life.
From the first time.
names are Wayne Tucker, Chad Lefkowitz, and Miles Tucker. Looking good! Stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. And it seemed to go right over everybody's head. They just remember who you were. And this is one of I gotta say, this is some of the best writing that in CPR, some of the best writing I ever did. And this is a song the three of us wrote together. Really love called At the Edge.
Thank you.
a rumor going around that I'm opinionated. Just obviously a load of crap. Unless we're talking about politicians. I have a low opinion of politicians, most probably. No, lower than that. No, much lower than that. Much lower. No, I'm somewhere around the squid shit. Really low. I think the bass player is trying to tell me how low it is. She thinks they're very low. I can't help myself. Congress got the lowest approval rating it's ever had, and they deserve it! You're supposed to be able to come up with some kind of suggestion, you know, as to what to do. Mine is, weld them into a box. No, I got a better one. Weld them into a cage and sell tickets. Watch them. Or weld them into a box and drop them in the Potomac. I just don't fucking like them. Well, there's no kids here, right? There's no children in here. Please tell me there's no children. Good, because I say fuck a lot. And I want them to know about fucking, but not yet. So this is a song that I wrote about Congress. We wrote about Congress to get things correct. We wrote about Congress. And it's a little critical. Not even, maybe. You'll see.
That way, yeah.
when he finished the song for Black Suburbans, pull him in front of the theater and they took him away. They would take him if he could.
Embarrassing.
So, this is a good story. A long time, let me rephrase that. Long time ago, Joe. I was in a band called The Birds. Bunch of goofy kids. We had a hit, which came as a total surprise right away. It happened right away. And that got us a job overseas in England, which was terrifying and great at the same time. It was terrifying because we'd never been anywhere. Not anywhere. Not down at the corner. We hadn't been anywhere. And we were afraid about going to England because we were afraid we would meet the Beatles. See, at that time we had Beatle hair, Beatle shoes, Beatle socks, Beatle pants, Beatle shirts, Beatle jackets. We wanted to be the Beatles. Okay, all right, we wanted to be the Beatles. Why not? Girls likes the Beatles. You didn't think we started into this thing to get money, did you? I mean, because if you were wondering, that wasn't it. You can figure out what it was, but that wasn't it. So, we went to England, and we were terrified, and we had the worst promoter in the fucking world. This guy booked us into a roach-infested, blood-smeared, smoke-filled, terrible, fucking awful places. And I mean, one of those awful places, and you look up and there's John Lennon talking to Mick Jagger. And I'm going to have to sing to them in a minute. What the fuck? Hello? It's terrifying, utterly terrifying. Turned out, they were really nice guys. They had paid lots of dues, and they were funky and wild and wonderful, great cats. And we had a lot of fun. They took us home, they took us to dinner, they took us out places. We had a great time, we hung out. We became herbally enhanced. That was the general word about Americans. We had better weed. Anyway, so I was very taken with George Harrison. He's quite a guy. Even at that time, he was sort of wanting to go for the high ground and make choices based on better stuff. And I liked him a lot. Liked him a lot. We hung out. And a weird thing happened. I had just been in the United States, turned on to an Indian musician named Ravi Shankar. Probably one of the greatest musicians of our time. And I had the record that somebody had given me in my suitcase. So I gave it to George, which had repercussions. He liked it. He liked it a lot. So then he liked Indian musicians, so then he went to India. And in India, he ran into a teacher, a guru there, that he liked a lot. And he was talking to me about it afterwards, and he was saying, you know, I really think this guy's pretty smart. He's got stuff to say that I'm really interested in hearing. And I wanted to say, because I'm a little cynical, I want to say, you know, okay, maybe he's terrific. Just take it with a little grain of salt. You know? And I was chicken. I couldn't do it. It's too much. And so I didn't. What I did was the thing that I do when I want to do something that I can't. Sometimes I'm possessed of a terrible urge to rock. This is one of those times. This is a sort of a little folk tune that we kind of rewrote a little bit.
Around the car.
just around the corner from life.
Oh,
We're going to take a short break and come back in a few minutes with another double handful of songs. first fall from grace. My first hollow echo in the hall of praise. If you have conception, I thought it was blind in the fact. How could it get down? Let's talk about A long time ago, I was watching the TV, and our previous president came on there, and it was Dwight Eisenhower. And he was a cool guy. I liked him. I mean, he's Republican, but, you know, he's a good guy. Loved this country, did a lot of good stuff. And he was saying on TV in the Oval Office, and it's still there, you can look it up. He was saying, beware of the military-industrial complex. To which I reply, what the fuck is that? Turns out this is what that is. Give you the short version. So, big corporations make billions, trillions of dollars. Your dollars. And they give tens of millions to politicians, congressmen, senators. It's penny ante for them. It's a small change, nothing. $10 million, nothing. They could burn it in a pile. They give it to the politicians, and then a little while later, they call up and they say, hi, remember me, Fred? I gave you $8.5 million. Well, quarterly reports down just a tiny bit, so we were thinking we could use a nice little board, if you don't mind. And the politician says, yes, sir, what time? Because they own him. And if your kid comes back from that war with his shoulder blown off, that's just the cost of doing business to them. That's what it is, business. It's not principle, not politics, not even going stealing their oil. None of that. It's just money. Tons of money. Truckloads of money. Well, so, that frustrated the fuck out of me. Because I don't like that. That's not democracy. That's not what we have. It's not the idea. You can hear it whether you like it or not. And the truth is, if you came to a David Crosby concert thinking there was going to be no politics, you're stupid. So anyway, I did the same thing I did with the other stuff that I've been frustrated with and I can't do anything about. I wrote a song about it. We're going to sing this. Shut the fuck up! So, we're going to sing you a song. Going to sing you a song? If you don't want to hear the song, it's okay.
Thank you.
There's another song I love dearly. This is a CPR song. She said, I don't know what year we wrote this in, James. But it was a while back. And it's one of my favorite songs we ever wrote. It's called Angel Green.
Yeah.
Willis.
She, like everybody else in this band, has her own band and works on her own and makes her own records. We just all kind of got together to do this kind of special. It's kind of good. Next to Michelle is our bass player. And her name is mine. Good story. She's from a tiny island in Estonia.
All right.
And she's got her own band, a jazz band that she plays with in Scandinavian jazz for years, and she's got a whole career there. A great story, a friend of ours, a musician friend of ours named Greg Lees, was wandering around Stockholm. And he hears this fantastic bass playing being played. So he follows it, and he finds, after wandering down a number of cobblestone little streets, he finds her, which is quite a piece of luck for him. He fell in love with her. My Egan. Next to her is my favorite drummer in the world. The second is, I've got a couple of songs I'd like you to sing on. And the third is, I'm stealing your drummer. And he did! Fucker took him! I understand why, because he's like my favorite drummer. He's really good. So now whenever I want to work, I have to wait until Stevie's on vacation. Jeff Pebar. He is kind of a flaming nutjob, but he's our flaming nutjob. Tonight, brought here live on stage, the flaming nutjobs. Jeff and I got together because I did the same thing that my friend did with mine. I heard somebody playing. And it was excellent shit. So I followed it until I found that thing there. I brought him home and fed him. And we've been playing together off and on ever since. Which leaves us with one guy. This is James Raymond. I should make up a new story, just some of my kind of weird story. Like, he appeared at the top of a mountain in a flash of light. James is my son. Certainly proves that it has something to do with genetics. James and I met 20 years ago, and I'm serious. We did not know each other. We found each other. And those join-ups usually don't go well, and we immediately liked each other. We immediately started working together right away. We started writing that song Morrison that we did earlier. That's the first song he and I ever wrote together. We wrote it as soon as we met. I think it's fair to say I've written some of the best music of my life with my son James. I have another son here too, but you don't get to see him. He's hiding back. There. No, he won't. He won't. And it's really funny because he's like really good looking. Whenever I try to lure him out into the light, he just tells me to fuck off. It's kind of a family thing. They both tell me to fuck off very good. As a matter of fact, the whole band is. The whole band tells me to fuck off very regularly. This band is a fucking walking mutiny all the time. So, okay, here's another weird song. One thing I would ask you to do is don't try to count this, it'll hurt you. I'm gonna get it right this time, Michelle. Go. Thank you. Don't cut your hair. Well, you know what happens, don't you? Just saying. It's a good story about this song. It's sort of a pivotal song in my life.
Big deal.
Comes from a time when I was a wreck. Not funny shape, not high, good shape,
bad shape,
real bad. And I was hiding in a house in Santa Barbara, and Jackson Browne came over. We were friends for a long time. I think he was worried about me, so he came over, and I showed him a set of words. He said, "Cross, those are good. You need to finish that song." And I said, incoherent, that amounted to, "I don't have a piano." How do you lose your piano? Anyway, and he said, "That was you, wasn't it?" "Oh no, it was him. He's a troublemaker." "Well, stop it now." Rebellion, mutiny, constantly. So he said, "Get in the car." And he drove me over to Warren Zevon's house. Basically, he wouldn't let me get up and go to the bathroom to get smashed again until I finished the song. Reward theory. And it worked. So thanks, Jack. It's a pretty serious song. It's about choice and chance. Those two things dance with each other out on the deck. on a sleeping street of dreams. Thoughts like scattered leaves slowed in mid-fall to the stream.
Thank you. Thank you.
made a great night for us. We fucking loved it. Thank you all. We won't forget again. Thank you. Wonderful. A wonderful night for us.
We heard a heart cry.
So if that album is any kind of old and weird now, you better get your
song. We'll come back Sunday as well. Thank you all very, very much.